This is Lois Shulman, editor of CMHA Connections, and I'm here today with Nora Balarian, and we are at the Winter Conference in Kalamazoo, Michigan, 2025, and Nora's here to share her story. And I must tell you, I'm sitting across from a most beautiful woman with the most beautiful smile, and now I'm going to let her talk.
My name's Nora Balarian, and I grew up in a very good Armenian home where we have a close-knit family. My immediate family, my father's relatives, my mother's relatives, and the Armenian church. I had two brothers, Mike and Jim, and everything was great until my mother had cancer. She started with the colon, and then it went to the liver. I was 21 when she passed away. This is the hardest thing to deal with. She passed January 29th of 1977. And then I was going to school at the time at Wayne. And I told my dad that I didn't want to go to school anymore. I wanted to stay home and help out with my brother, Mike, and my dad. He says, no, I want you to go finish your degree. So I did. And I went to Wayne State. And right across the street was Harper Hospital, where my mother was. So I used to go there every day, twice a day. And then my father remarried in 1979. And my brother, Mike, was married September 9th of 1979. I went overseas in 1983 for a visit. And then I was a one-person office since 80 in the clerical field until I couldn't work anymore in 1988. In 1985, I started having symptoms of schizophrenia, hearing voices that others didn't hear. It was all in the head. Paranoia. I thought that KGB, FBI, Mafia was after me. Hallucinations, delusions. I used to think I would be in my room watching TV. And I thought there were snails in my closet because of the hallucinations. There were so many problems of mental illness that I incurred. I was working for a company that had customers for the government. And this is why I thought that I was being paranoid. I thought I was being poisoned. And so my boss said, go talk to someone, psychiatrist. So I did. And my brother, Jim, took me to the psychiatrist. And the doctor said, admit her right away to Pontiac General. I stayed there 2 weeks. And a funny thing was, because I was the only person out of 30 patients that didn't work for GM or Ford's. After getting out of the hospital, I saw a psychiatrist and he put me on Melorel. I gained 100 pounds on Melorel. And then this doctor said, I didn't have to go see him anymore. I didn't have to take meds. And that was the biggest mistake, because in December of 1986, my father came down with a brain tumor, and he had surgery. He was on medication. He had chemo. And for about 5 months, my favorite passage is John 14. In my father's house, there are many mansions, and I will go prepare a place for you. Ask and you shall find, seek and you shall receive. So my father, every day he would ask me like five times a day to recite that passage. And then in February of 1987, my dad's sister, Auntie Lily, my favorite, she came down with a brain tumor also. Hers lasted 2.5 months before she had passed away. His was operable. Hers wasn't. July 27th of 1987, my father passed away. I was 31. And it was hard. I was admitted in the hospital. And I stayed there for about a month or so. And after getting out of the hospital, my sister-in-law, Debbie, saw Joanne Verbanek, the founder of Schizophrenics Anonymous, at a cable show. She said, you're going. I said, no, I don't want to go. You're going. So I went to the meeting, and there I found out that I wasn't alone in the illness.
A sense of belonging.
Sense of belonging, yeah. And Joanne was my best friend. She helped me in so many ways. I miss her. Anyway, and then I started getting involved with leading Schizophrenics Anonymous groups in 1995. After getting in the hospital, I did a lot of soul searching. And I saw a psychiatrist because the last one said I didn't have to go. I didn't have to take any meds. That was a big mistake. Anyway, so I had a major break, and I had to stay with my brother, Jim, and his family for 5 months. I was working at the time, and it seemed every 3 months I would get hired and fired because of my psychosis symptoms. Couldn't concentrate, couldn't do anything. Then I got an apartment, and I wasn't taking care of myself, wasn't showering, wasn't cleaning the apartment. I had a lot of problems. My family did all they could to help me. And then in April of 1990, my family put me in a foster care home. Living with 12 other women, I hated it. I asked the Lord to take me, but he never did. Now I know why. I was in the foster care home for 4 years, 10 months. Oh, it was terrible. And thank God I was out. And then I moved to Oak Park, got an apartment. And there I started Clubhouse. Clubhouse and Schizophrenics Anonymous saved me. At Clubhouse, you find dignity, respect, and the members stay together, and we do things, do different tasks together. And now I help staff build Medicaid, and I have been on different boards. I've been on Psychiatric Rehabilitation Association. And I was in charge of getting speakers for Power Day. It's called Power Day, a rally on the Capitol steps where people go and they speak about their story and everything. I have bios at my apartment, and I was in charge of getting speakers. I'm very active in Schizophrenia Alliance, SA. And I know that I was put on this earth to help people. And this is what I've been doing. Mental health is my life. And there's different things that I do. I used to go around the state speaking and doing presentations and teaching people how to do a Schizophrenics Anonymous group, SA. For 30 years, I've been leading groups. Also, 30 years, I've been attending Clubhouse. This is why God put me on this earth, to help people through my experiences. And now for the last 3 years, I've been a deacon of my church. And it keeps me very, very busy. Another thing that we have to do, that people with mental illness have to do, is stay busy. You cannot just stay at home in your comfort zone. You have to get out. I have a friend that I tell that to all the time. I've had a lot of deaths in my life. And this is why I started having psychosis. A good friend had passed away, and I couldn't take it. He passed away in 83, and about a year and a few months later, I started having symptoms.
Well, sitting with you now, and I want people to know I am taken with your smile and your demeanor. When I first met you as you walked into this conference, there was an energy of love and welcoming and excitement about you.
Thanks.
So I think it's really important that you share your story, because people might not see behind that smile what brought you there and what fills your life now with a beautiful purpose. And I know that you're touching many people in the work that you're doing.
Death is a very hard thing. I've lost so many people. And now in February 27th of 2023, my brother Jim passed.
Sorry.
And that was hard. The family is a lot closer now. Jimmy's family, Mike's family, and I.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing your beautiful story.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to say? I don't want to cut you off.
There's hope out there. There is hope of getting better. You got to stay active. You got to take your meds as prescribed by the doctor. See the doctor. Do your own transportation. Be your own advocate for mental illness to get better. And I would suggest a support group. There's depression, bipolar out there. There's Schizophrenics Alliance. I used to do it in person up until the pandemic. In 2015, we started having Schizophrenics Anonymous SA meetings over the phone. And I've been very, very active in that also. It's a time where people can talk about their illness, and knowing there are other people out there with the same symptoms, the same illness. And I would suggest, like I said, Clubhouse. That's what saved me.
That's beautiful.
And then in 2015, Joanne Verbanek, my best friend, passed away. Oh, it was so hard. She told me, she talked to me, and we would get together all the time. I haven't driven since December of 89, but I have very, very good friends, family, SA support groups, and I'm a mentor to a lot of people. People call me with their problems, and we talk. People from California call me, and Florida, and New York. I have friends all over the United States, from the Armenian youth, plus the different mental health organizations. I was on Psychiatric Rehabilitation Association board from 2000. 2009 till 2000, end of 2014. I had many responsibilities there. One of the things is to find speakers for a pep rally in Lansing. That's what I did. And then I have spoken on the Capitol steps. It's called Walk a Mile. It's another pep rally. 1,000 people on the Capitol steps. I'm on the in the audience on the lawn. I have been very active in Clubhouse Michigan. I have been to so many conferences with Schizophrenics Anonymous. I am very, very happy to be here and share my story. And Joanne, I miss her. I told her I was hearing voices years. And she said, Nora, just dismiss them. Get them out of your mind. I haven't driven in years, but still I get out every day, whether it's family, friends, church. My family is the biggest support. I have two brothers. Jim has one son, two daughters. And Michael has one son and three daughters. The hardest part was on February 27th, 2023, when my brother Jim passed away. That it's the hardest thing ever to lose a sibling or a spouse. I also have the love and support of my cousins for each other's birthdays. 10 cousins get together for each other's birthdays. We go out to lunch. I am the one that organizes everything. I'm so grateful for my family. I have a great support system. And I would suggest people talk about their illness to psychiatrists, social workers, caseworkers, and a support group. There is hope. There is hope, dignity, and respect for the people with mental illness.
Thank you.